Ucu can bak. Ucu can bak. Ucu can bak.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have Mayor Katie Anderson joining us. How are you doing today, Mayor Anderson?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, just trying to stay warm. Anyway, you're here today to talk a little bit about what was discussed at last night's meeting. There was a bunch of stuff covered, but we're here today to focus on a few certain issues. You did two first readings last night about the new building code and updating the new ordinances to amend and reenact those. Do you want to discuss a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, when the International Building Code updates their standards and changes things, the city adopts the ordinances that would allow us to adopt all those changes in International Building Code. There is a lot of changes that happened in both the building and also in regards to fire code. And so we want to make sure that we're adopting those changes so that we have full authority to enforce them. I would recommend that if there's contractors out there who are working on projects and planning on getting projects permitted in their near future, that they do reference the newest version of both the city code and International Building Code that's been adopted, so that they make sure that they're not surprised when they have a certain requirement that comes about. And I think that applies to all the engineers and architects that are working on those projects as well.
Okay, now these are just city buildings. They are not government or federally financed at all, right?
Right. This is just anybody who has a building permit in the city of Jamestown. So anybody who's building anything here needs to comply with our building codes. And so it's particularly for new construction or anything that's a large, say, remodel or anything like that, that would require a building permit. And if you have questions about that, you can always call Gary Klunt. He's our building inspector at City Hall. He's 252-5900. Gary Klunt will get you hooked up with the right information for the building and mechanical inspection department. Questions on fire really need to go to Chief Ruther. So Chief Jim Ruther at the fire department will be able to help answer some of your questions if you have specific fire code questions.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's move along here. There are some open positions, and I know that that the city was advertising for those earlier, and you brought them up again last night. You want to let everybody know what is open?
Sure. Well, the way that the city used to do all the appointments for the various city committees was that the mayor submitted a name to the city council after she or he had contacted that person and checked if they would be willing to serve, and then the city council sort of blessed it or approved of it. And I really felt like that didn't engage enough of the public out there and didn't really tell them what openings were available and where they could have an opportunity to serve in city government. And so we do have a few openings, and we've changed the process. We are advertising for these positions. Right now I have an immediate opening on the Planning Commission. And so for those who don't understand what the Planning Commission is, that's a 9-member body. The majority is made up of city residents, but there are 2 members of that body that live in the extraterritorial area or outside of the city limits of Jamestown. And they're going to be looking at all the plats that come through and any zoning requests that come through and providing a recommendation for them to the city council. It's a recommending body. No final decisions are made at the Planning Commission, but it's kind of the screening and review process for a lot of the projects that come through. And so if you're interested in that position, the applications are on the website for the city of Jamestown. So that's jamestownnd.org. You can also pick up the applications at City Hall. I've already gotten a couple of applications for other positions we have open, which I'm really excited about that this is kind of working. We have some openings on the Fire Code Board of Appeals. And so that's if somebody has a request to have an exemption for something in the fire code. For example, one of the things that they focus on a lot of times is our downtown corridor isn't allowed to have any wood frame construction because of the downtown area. However, we've made exceptions to that. And I remember that we did that for the Catholic Church when they did their addition and things like that. As long as they're a distance away, they're not part of the connected structure buildings, we can allow for things like wood frame construction in that area. And that would be the Fire Code Board of Appeals that's going to look at that. And that committee meets on an as-needed basis, and so it's only if there is a request that you have to review. So not a very large time commitment for that one. And so as different appointments come up, we'll be advertising for those. There'll be public service announcements that will come out that will list what those are. And then, of course, you can always check on the city website or call City Hall if you have an interest in a particular board or commission.
Okay, perfect. So those are available on the website, jamestownindy.org. Going on, we have one more thing that we'd like to talk about. The Jim Boyd, he was with the airport board, and you're also with the airport board.
Yeah, I also serve as the city's representative on the airport authority. Mm-hmm.
And now he brought up the fact that airport boardings are going down, and they're trying to discover, or they're trying to research why that is. So now they're interested in Southwest Airlines, and they're asking the city's help in getting the community to support this.
That's right. So Jamestown's airport is a essential air service airport. So that means that the Federal Department of Transportation provides for requests for proposals every 2 years for airlines to serve this airport. And then they supply some federal support into that airline for them to serve this market. So the new RFP for requests for proposals has gone out for a new airline provider. It's due November 26th, so it's just a handful of weeks away. And we are trying to attract different carrier. We're currently underneath our essential air service contract with the Federal Department of Transportation, served by Great Lakes Airlines. Great Lakes serves us with a Beech 1900 airplane, which is a 19-seat, non-jet airplane.
Right.
It's a prop a turboprop airplane.
Okay.
And it runs, I think, three flights a day to Minneapolis. We've had some problems with reliability, connections with other airlines, as you make the connections into Delta or United or wherever you're going on once you go into the hub airports like at Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of price competition. And we've lost a lot of the market share. When we were served by Delta prior to this contract with Great Lakes that we've had for 2 years, we had seen really positive growth in our boardings, and particularly when Delta had to serve us for 3 months, nearly 4 months, with a CRJ, so that's a jet, a 50-passenger jet, we saw the boardings go up to nearly 800 boardings per month, and that is way above what we're at right now. We're averaging probably around 200 to 215 boardings per month since we've been with Great Lakes, and so this is something that we're very concerned about. If we have the potential to capture a market of 800 passengers per month and we're only capturing 200, that's a pretty big gap. So we're looking for a reliable air service carrier, and we think the best most viable candidate for that is Southwest. SkyWest Airlines.
Oh, it's SkyWest.
Yep, it's SkyWest.
Okay.
And SkyWest is serving other markets in North Dakota, and they are doing a great job with it. They're serving Williston and Dickinson. And we feel like they have the airplanes that would serve this market, and that they have the ability to connect into the Delta and United flights that would allow for that seamless transition for the passengers leaving from Jamestown as their
Okay.
I don't know. The point where they're leaving. Okay,
the point
whatever
where
that's
leaving.
Called.
So now SkyWest, will this mean that if SkyWest, if they approve this, now would that mean Great Lakes would no longer serve the Jamestown airport?
Well, yes. Right now, what we're looking at is for SkyWest to submit a proposal.
Okay.
Great Lakes may also submit a proposal to serve Jamestown as well. And when that happens, it would be great if we had multiple bidders on this project. Then we would do an evaluation with the Federal Department of Transportation and our local Aeronautics Commission, and we would select the best carrier for this area. Our fear would be that we would only have, say, one viable airline to choose from, like we did last round, which is that we only had Great Lakes to choose from, and therefore really were forced to make a decision to either have no airline service to Jamestown or have Great Lakes. So something's probably better than nothing, but we want to be proactive this time and get a really good bidder. And so that's what the campaign is really about. It's about telling SkyWest, hey, at least give us a really good look, at least submit a proposal, and we'll try to fight for you to make sure that you get the contract to serve this airport.
Right, and now the community members can expect, it was approved last night, the board approved, sending out a notice and how people can get their input put on this, right?
That's right, and if you have any questions, I mean, really, just email me, mayorkatie@nd.gov, and I'll try and point you in the right direction for you to be able to provide great communication to SkyWest. We have the contact information for them. And as a city council, we're going to be providing a letter to SkyWest, just encouraging them to look at us and to provide a response to the request for proposals. Also spoke with Senator Grabinger last night after the meeting, and he said that he believes that our local representation would be interested in providing support as well. So I think we have a good start. I know we've already had a few letters go out from some local large employers talking about their need for air service in Jamestown and that they would really like SkyWest to take a really good look at that. So I think those are some of the powerful messages that we want to get across to SkyWest, is that there is a market here. They can run a profitable business by serving this market, and they can also have some insurance and some cushion because of the essential air service contract that provides the subsidy.
Perfect. All right, Mayor Anderson, I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about this. Do you want to, again, give your contact information if anybody has any questions?
Absolutely. Well, you can always give me a call at City Hall. It's 252-5900. I'm not in there a lot, but I do check the voicemails and return calls. So do make sure that you leave a return number if you're calling there, and so that I can give you a call back. You wouldn't believe the amount of people that call and just leave their complaint and not their name and number, and then I don't have any way to follow up and solve their problem.
Right.
And then, of course, email is a great way to get a hold of me as well. It's Mayor Katie. So mayorkatie@nd.gov. If you send me an email, I'll try and point you in the right direction to get your questions answered or to solve your problem. And particularly if there's something that you don't understand, I'd much rather everybody just contact me and ask the questions. Or if there's something you feel upset about, go ahead and ask, because I want to make sure that it's legitimate that you're upset about something. You have really good information to be that way. And appreciate the contact and the feedback that I get from the public.
Perfect. All right, Mayor Anderson, thanks for coming onto the show.
Thank you.